You would never believe in America, and I know you won't. Here's another one you would never believe in America. Would you believe there are now drag queens that are teaching children in kindergarten how to be drag queens? In a church, please, you're making that up. No, I'm not. This is supposedly Channel 4 News. I'm not sure what town this is in. But Mentor Jeff Johnson sent me this video yesterday, and I didn't play it. Now, let me describe a scene if you haven't seen it. This is a daycare somewhere, or a nursery school. I don't even know what they call it. What do they call group think schools for three-year-olds? Where you send them to become a good little obedient nanobots, right?
Pediatric penitentiary,
says junk bomb. Now, I'm going to play the video audio for you. Drag Queen Hour, Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity. This is a hideously disgustingly ugly man dressed as an even more hideously ugly, disgusting female. There are children gathered all around in what is obviously a daycare or kindergarten or whatever kind of setting there, because you can see the bookshelves on the wall filled with very large books, meaning those are kids' books. There are parents gathered around the drag. You can see the parents holding infants in the background. There's one dad who's got his child right in front of him. Oh, and he's doting over his daughter. Oh, little Caroline, guess what? You get to learn how to be a drag queen today. This is, folks, this is, my old friend writes for thefederalist.com. D.C. McAllister got this right a year and a half ago. This is child abuse. This is flat out, straight up, 100% grade A American, USDA certified. Wait a minute. U.S. LGBTQ certified child abuse. Now, if you didn't believe the dentures clip.
I even had one constituent, you will not believe this, and I know you won't, but it's true. Her sister died. This poor woman had no dentures. She wore her dead sister's teeth, which, of course, were uncomfortable and not fit. Do you ever believe that in America, that that's where we would be?
In America? Oh, did you ever believe that in America you would hear this?
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
I'm a girl.
Little Miss Hot Mess is reading to cheerins at the Brooklyn Public Library.
Some the drag queen goes swish, 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 swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender.
Cat Savage, Brooklyn Public Library.
And all of these topics.
You're a pervert, madam.
Are very, very real.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy.
You got to see this monster.
Those are people who think that gay people are sinful or evil.
They are.
You know, bad to begin with.
Well, they can't
be. So, you know, we're sort of just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant.
Drag Queen Story Hour is popular among the parents and children at the library.
So much energy. Did you like it?
She's talking to a two-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings, is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available to my kids.
Oh, yeah! Make Trent, yes! Make being a drag queen available to a three-year-old!
All through the town.
Folks, if I had not seen this, I would never have believed it. But there they were. There they are. You can watch this video. As a matter of fact, I'll put it in the chat room. See, another reason why you're not chatting. The little people in your chat room aren't chatting, Clark. I know that, Art, and thanks for noticing. The video is in the chat room. Watch it for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's happening out there right now. Miniature, let me guess. Yes, please, guess. Right now, God's out in between. He and Our Lady of Fatima and Our Lord are hanging out in between Jupiter and Mars. And God the Father is saying to God the Son and to Our Lady, which one of you wants to pick the killer asteroid? Which one of you wants to pick the drag queen destroying asteroid? And maybe Jesus is going, ooh, Dad, pick me. Mitter God, pick me. And maybe God's going, you know what? I think I want this one to have a feminine. When I destroy it this time, I want it to have a feminine tub. Mother Mary, why don't you pick? Somebody reminded me the other day that why did God bring the flood? Now, let me type this into Mike Church Show fan page on the Facebook. Just mourn. The end is near. Just watch, just mourn, the end is near. Published. There. Bam. Mike Church Show fan page. In real time, you heard it. You heard me pecking on the keys. Somebody reminded me, miniature, why did God destroy the world with a flood? Well, I'll tell you why. And if you've read this, then you already know this, so I'm not breaking any news here. It is recorded in the book of Genesis that men were procreating with beasts. Now, we don't know. There's no description of beasts. Some people think it was men procreating with demons, Nephilim. I'm not sure that's possible because angels, even though they can take physical form, they can't take human form. And they may look like human. But man was monkeying around with the biological procreative process. We do know that. And God said, I won't have this. You're not going to do this. You got to hear this one more time. Again, this is Channel 4 News in Manhattan. Go.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? I'm a girl.
No, you're not. Little Miss Hot Mess. Reading to children at the Brooklyn Public Library.
On the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues.
Oh, Cat Savage at the Brooklyn Public Library. Oh, what a saint you are.
And all of these topics that are
real. Wait, I got to stop it right here. Mitter Carpenter, you got to stop. Wait, I'm going to back it up two seconds. Watch. You have to see it from here. Now watch.
Gender fluidity.
And boom. What do you see behind Little Miss Hot Mess? There's a black guy back there with a camera taking video. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 adults looking on the Little Hot Mess, the drag queen, with a bunch of 2 and 3 year olds gathered around at the Brooklyn Public Library.
Are real, are very, very real.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy. Those are people who think that gay people are sinful or evil or, you know, bad to begin with.
Well, they can be, you know, very.
Just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant to me.
It can be relevant to me.
So much.
By the way, the Chiron says here that the drag queen story reading hour is here.
So, you know, we're sort of just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant to me.
Drag Queen Story Hour is popular among the parents and children at the public library. This is child abuse on parade. These children are being told by Lil Hot Mess, the drag queen, that they may reject their biological gift, male or female. And to add insult to injury, now, you know what's amazing to me, Mitter Carpenter? I'll fix that mic for you next segment so you can actually talk. You know what's amazing to me? My daughter Madison, when she was little, her mother decided she was going to watch Stephen King's It, the TV miniseries. And Maddie stumbled into the room one day, and it was, of course, it stars a clown, and somehow watched an episode or part of an episode of It. And from that day forward, has been mortified by clowns. And many kids are. People think, oh, everybody loves a clown. No, everybody doesn't love a clown. John Wayne Gacy dressed up as a clown. Now, when you see Lil Hot Mess, what do you see? Oh, here comes a parent, by the way. Drag Queen Story is the most popular.
Great. So much
it's
energy.
It's great. So much energy.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm a two-year-old. Yeah, Mommy, I loved watching The Freak of Nature. I loved watching you and Dad and all the people at the library destroy God's creation and biological sex, Mommy. I absolutely loved it.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings, is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available.
Hey, can we present different ways of being in the world? I have an idea. Why don't we present ways of being in the world as a serial killer? And why don't we make that fun? How about that? You know what? I've got an idea. I got it. Let's make serial killing great again. I mean, come on, folks. We haven't had a good serial killer in years. Yeah, there hasn't been a Bundy. There hasn't been a Gacy. There hasn't been a Zodiac. We haven't even had a fiction novel written. Where did the Silence of the Lambs guy go when we need him? What America needs right now is to make serial killing great again. Because we need to make all the things of the world great. We need to make them all. You know, there's some things that cannot be made beautiful. And on the surface, you look at them and you see that they're not beautiful. Now, let me describe for you radio listeners out there what Miss Lil Hot Mess looks like. This is going to test all of my communication skills, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Miss Hot Mess has a curly afro-style blonde wig. It looks like a clown wig, kind of. The hair stands out about 12, 14 inches from its head. Its eyebrows have been covered with a shade of glitter blue paint. Fake eyebrows have been painted on top. She's wearing shimmering. It is wearing. He is wearing. Mitter Bond is correcting me. It's he. Darn it, it's he, church. He's wearing shimmering magenta lipstick. It's very well made up, airbrushed and everything. It's also wearing, he is wearing a fake set of breasts. I can tell because they are protruding very prominently from under the smock, if you will. The glitter, silver glitter tunic, is adorned with a ginormous, beautiful, puffy cloud. There were two of them side by side, as a matter of fact. And arcing in between the two beautiful, wispy, puffy clouds that all kids love is a rainbow. And there are little puffy cloud rainbows adorning the rest of Lil Miss Hot Mess's superhero costume. Tranny superhero costume.
To my kids.
The hands on the drag queen go jazz, jazz, all through the town.
Now, Channel 4 News had to have known that this thing was going to go viral because they put all kind of, you can comment on this if you'd like. I'm not going to go to the comments, but I can tell you that over 800,000 people have now watched the video. How many of them do you think actually got what's going on here? which is children being trained to be good little soldiers of Moloch, the baby eater, being trained to be good little soldiers of Moloch, and to, from the earliest age possible, learn to reject the natural order. And if you reject the natural order, what are you also then doing? You're rejecting the creator of the natural order. We call him God. The supernatural created the natural. Straight up, 100% child abuse. Nothing short, nothing less.